Hi, Bob.
Hello.
We can get started here with Matt Kawahara.
Morning, Bob. How is Ramon doing this morning with the wrist?
He's okay. Typically, it's a little bit sore the next day. So I literally a day-to-day proposition. He tends to heal pretty quickly, but I'm guessing it's going to be a couple days.
And then is Murphy down for the day, or is he potentially an option for like a pinch hit?
Maybe just depends on how he responds a little bit later today. He goes through, different rounds of treatment. He does feel better today. We'll see how he is by the end of the game, but certainly not in a position to start today. It's early in the season. We want to make sure these guys, we're not throwing too much at them, and we want these things to completely heal before they come back.
Manolo Hernandez, one.
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Morning. How are you?
And thanks. Of course, those are the players, tremendous players for you guys, the key players. I'm guessing that you guys feel that you dodge a bullet without cases because sometimes those cases at the L.
Yeah, I mean, as we sit here right now, it does not look like that. So in that respect, yes, I would say we probably dodged a bullet. Sliding head first in those situations, it's pretty instinctive. I think he probably regrets sliding into first head first like that, but he's a pretty aggressive player, and sometimes it's tough to tell your internal clock to play a little bit differently.
Yes, I wonder, about that play in second base yesterday with the double play with Correa getting into Matt pretty hard there to start the double play. It seems in the replay that, he pushed him over or something like that. Did you see that play? What do you think about that play?
It's tough. I think instinctively he thought he could beat him to the base because he was charging in, and then you kind of get caught in no man's land. It's another kind of instinctive thing. I don't know that he pushed him over. I haven't looked at the video much. I mean, he's trying to make a tag, and Matt's trying to avoid him. So just kind of is what it is.
Simone?
Hi, Bob. What's the status with Jed Lowrie? Do you think he's going to be able to play second base every day? How's he looking after 2 days in a row?
Well, we knew we were going to give him today off anyway, at least to start after two games and a day game. So we'll periodically we'll be careful with him. He hasn't played in a couple years. He had the knee surgery. There are a lot of things that would suggest that we probably need to, not throw him out there every single day. But the trick with him is not pushing him too far where we have to give him a couple days off with some soreness. So this one was kind of on the docket regardless.
Go to Vince Catronio.
Good morning, Bob. I'm just curious, looking at the long at bats that Houston has had, and it was just two games, but do you see them just really waiting out your guys? Do you feel like your guys are aggressive enough, just making the kind of pitches that they need to make in certain situations?
Well, they've scored some runs. I mean, when they're hot and they're swinging the bat well, they're a tough lineup to navigate. So, last year early in the season, we kind of had our way with them. They've certainly taken it to us, in the postseason last year in the first couple games. So we have to play better, and not just on the pitching end. We got to swing the bats better. We're gonna have to score some runs. We have to be a little bit better defensively, and we just not played well the first couple of games. So I would say the short answer to your question is it's a hot hitting team. We're trying a lot of different combinations with them. Just to this point, it hasn't worked very well.
And I know you come out of spring training, you're optimistic, you feel like you've got your roster, and you want to see how they perform once the game's started. You want to look at your lineup combinations, and your catcher is out at least for a couple of days. Your center fielder may miss a couple of days as well, and your closer is out for a period of time. What's that challenge like? What do you need to see from the rest of the guys that need to perform? That's why you've got a roster. That's why you got depth to see them step up and help out in this type of circumstance.
Yeah, they need to step up. You know, it's next man up when you have injuries. So, you know, there are three key injuries for us. We came out of spring pretty well, like you said, and, you know, to have, you know, three pop up like this early on doesn't feel great, but it's why you have a 26-man roster and it's why you have a bench. And, you know, these guys get a chance to perform. I know Tony's excited about Kemp's excited about being in there. Steven's getting his first start. So yeah, well, we feel like we have a roster that can, you know, deal with injuries. It's just, it seems like we got three key ones right away that can affect you some.
We'll go to Matt Kawahara.
You obviously haven't seen too much of Olsen in the second spot for a couple of years. What do you like about
it? You know, it's just different. Yeah, you'll shake it up sometimes a little bit. You know, kind of just with no Jed in there, with no Ramon in there, just try to, you know, get our key guys as many at bats as we can today. Doesn't mean it's a thing. But when you have some guys down, you want to get your, what you consider your best hitters, as many at bats as you possibly can.
We'll go to Manolo.
Hey, Bob, you just mentioned, well, the way the season went last year against the Astros, you guys dominated the regular season. Then they came back very strong in the playoffs. Now they started strong. How important is for you guys this weekend to make a statement to say, hey, you know, these guys are for real, because the Astros win very easily the first two games?
Well, yeah, I mean, they've been for real for quite some time now. So, you know, you just have to play good baseball. You know, our timing right now isn't great that we haven't played very well the last couple games. So I think everybody's looking, you know, forward to getting out there and playing a different brand of baseball for us. I mean, we don't try not to concern ourselves too much with the other team. We feel like if we play good baseball, we have a chance to win every day. And when you play a good game, you get beat sometimes, you go home, it's a little bit easier. When you don't play sound like we have, you know, in different facets, then it's a little harder to take, and you should have some more resolve going out today and trying to correct that.
Yeah, Cole Irvin was a master of coming up against the challenge and conquering the challenge. He did it all spring training and he's earned the spot. How important is this game for him? Because I understand he's going to get at least two starts, you know, to prove himself and probably, you know, stay all year with the A's in some capacity.
That's what he would like to do. And everything he did in spring training would suggest that he's earned this spot. So it's an opportunity for him, you know, another injury with Mike. And by the way, Fires will pitch Monday for Stockton against Sacramento, three innings. So that'll be the start of his rehab process. But yeah, I mean, look, he's coming to a new team. He performed really well this spring. He made a team. He wants to carry that over and pitch well, especially after, you know, a couple tough games for us.
We'll go to Matt Kawahara.
Just to follow up on yesterday, it sounded like maybe you hadn't been told about the All-Star game situation yet. I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on MLB moving the All-Star game out of Georgia.
You know what? I haven't read a ton on it. I'm sorry. I'd like to be prepared to talk about that, and I'm just not. We had a lot going on last night with injuries, so forth, quick turnover today. So I'm really not prepared for that.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.